from the Internet Work Studios at iNet Radio. It's the Mickey Golden Program with Mickey Golden, Magic Mike Chickasaw Rickshaw, the Professor Fatso Puny, a boy named Sue, and President Bill Clinton. The Mickey Golden Program. iNet Radio. A dispute between Jack Daniels and the makers of a squeaking dog toy that looks like the whiskey signature bottle has gone to the Supreme Court. So basically, Jack Daniels says that, this dog chew toy company did not have the right to make their bottle.
Yeah.
So they were in the Supreme Court yesterday, and Justice Samuel Alito expressed skepticism for Jack Daniels' arguments, asking at one point, quote, could any reasonable person think that Jack Daniels had approved of this use of their trademark?
Yeah, probably not.
Now, when Jack Daniels' lawyer pushed back on the justice's knowledge about dog toys, Alito responded in part with, I had a dog. I know something about dogs. Apparently, his late Springer Spaniel Zeus sometimes visited the court.
Yeah. Oh, there you have it.
Arizona-based VIP Products has been selling its Bad Spaniels toy since 2014.
Yeah.
It's a part of its Silly Squeakers line of chew toys that mimic liquor, beer, wine, and soda bottles.
I've actually seen those.
Yeah, we had a couple of those for some of the dogs Hill and I have had.
Yeah, they include Mountain Drool, which parodies Mountain Dew, and Heine Sniffin, which parodies Heineken.
Yeah.
Jack Daniels wants reparations. The dog company says it's a joke. Everybody knows it, and we'll see how this plays out. But it's now, in the Supreme Court. Researchers have found that the best marriages are those where women marry men who are less attractive than themselves.
I have seen this before.
Yeah, I've seen that quite a bit. Now, if she's a babe and he's not, it's less likely he's going to wander off because this is the best he'll ever get.
Yeah.
A psychologist who studied newlyweds found that men who are better looking than their wives were more likely to be unhappy and have negative feelings about their marriage.
Yeah.
In couples where the wife is more attractive, both partners tended to be very content.
Really?
No. That's the latest there. Mickey Gordon Program from iNet Radio. Despite a slight showing in the book industry in early 2023, BookTok, the TikTok trend for promoting books, apparently continues to thrive.
Yeah.
Sales for authors whose books have been featured on BookTok have increased by 43% compared to the 2022 levels.
Wow, there you go.
Mickey Gordon Program from iNet Radio. More stuff.
Yeah.
Amazon's palm scanning or cashierless checkout technology is now in more than 200 establishments in and outside the company.
Yeah.
On Wednesday, the cafe chain Panera Bread unveiled Amazon One devices, which let customers scan their palms to pay. This is in two locations in Greater St. Louis, and the technology will be in another 10 to 20 Panera cafes in the coming months.
Wow, there you have it.
And in other food and business news, lab-grown poultry just got a boost.
Oh, I heard about this, where these guys are, like, growing, this stuff, and it's supposed to, like, fake meat.
Yeah, good meat. A brand of lab-grown meat from the company, Eat Just, said this week that it got a nod of approval from the Food and Drug Administration for its lab-grown meat.
So that'll be coming out soon.
It's yummy, yummy, yummy.
Singapore approved the brand's lab-grown chicken in 2020, which was a first for the world. So, get ready, kids. It's all coming. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. It's Mickey Gordon. You know, college costs big bucks.
Yeah.
When we sent Chelsea to college, man, we had to fork over the cash. I mean, nobody'd help you out. No, we had to fork it over, baby. But we had it. I bet you did. Attending college in the U.S. is pricey wherever you go. But some colleges cost significantly more than others.
Yeah.
Using data from the U.S. Department of Education, the Institute of Education Sciences, and the National Center for Education Statistics, Reddit user MaxwellRed Leader created a map.
Yeah, using this material.
Yeah, so he created a map to show the most expensive college in each U.S. state.
Good Lord. What did he find?
Apparently, the cheapest college on the map is the University of the Virgin Islands, which costs $14,496 a year. And the most expensive college on the map is Bard College.
Really? More than like Harvard and stuff?
No, Bard College. At Simon's Rock in Massachusetts, where a year of studying will cost you $63,585.
Wow.
And that's no bargain. Mickey Gordon program. Mickey Gordon from iNet Radio. Not quite famous Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Thank you for being here today. Time for Wacky But True. A Springfield, Missouri church is claiming that prayer regrew a woman's amputated toes.
Oh, I heard this one. That was floating around.
Yeah. During a live stream of James River Church's March 15th service, Pastor John Lindell explained that a creative miracle took place the day before. Now, the woman involved, whose toes were regrown, Christina Dines, isn't talking to the media. And there are no photos or videos of the event taking place or the aftermath.
Yeah.
But the alleged toe regrowth event has drawn considerable attention on social media, with many people, not surprisingly, expressing skepticism.
Yeah.
A website urging anyone with proof to share it has popped up called showmethetoes.com.
Okay.
So this was in the news, so, well,
miracle did happen, you know. I had someone say to me, like, they prayed and their broken bone went back together, but I don't know.
Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio with Wacky But True. A man in Sweden lost his temper when he came home to find his girlfriend in bed with three other men.
Oh, God, not just one, three?
Yeah, three. Oh, man, how do you do that? Well, apparently what happened is the boyfriend grabbed a knife, stabbed one of the other men, and then locked the door so the police had to break it down.
Yeah.
Police said none of the five people involved could be questioned until the following day, as they were all blind drunk.
So who knows what happened? True.
In Belgium, witnesses watched a man who was obviously drunk stop his car, crawl out on his hands and knees into a field, and then he began eating grass.
Really?
And grunting like a pig. In court, the guy told the judge, "I like eating grass."
He likes eating grass. Yeah.
Said, "I liked eating grass, especially when I'm drunk, because it tastes like spinach." There you have it. Mickey Gordon program for Minded Radio. More wacky but true coming up.
You're listening to the Mickey Gordon program.
Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Two inmates in a Virginia jail had an idea to get out. You know, two inmates in a Virginia jail. They used a tool made from a toothbrush to dig a hole in the wall of their cell and escape.
No. So they got out.
Yeah, and then they went 7 miles and had a meal at IHOP. And then customers at the restaurant turned them in when they couldn't pay.
Yeah, so they got out and had a meal at IHOP.
Little dine and ditch, perhaps?
Yeah, maybe.
An Egyptian referee has been suspended for using a spectator's mobile phone to disallow a goal in a league match.
Football.
Yeah, the ref thought a team had scored in a match last Friday. And because there was no video available to the ref, he decided to use a fan's phone to watch a replay after the home side protested that it was no good.
Yeah.
The ref then ruled the goal out.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, he ruled the goal out. Because he used a fan's phone, the ref has been suspended for an indefinite period.
Yeah. So.
And finally, in wacky but true, in the UK, a factory worker lost part of his right thumb in a workplace accident when it was cut off by the blade of a machine he operated. So he was out for a while, but when he was healthy enough to come back to work, his supervisors asked him to show them how the accident happened. He showed them, then cut off his finger again. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Stuff coming up. Mickey Gordon. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. This from restaurant servers.
Really? So restaurant server update.
Yeah. Restaurant servers, of course, many of them rely on tips.
Yeah.
And we now have a list of who are the worst tippers, according to restaurant workers. Any group of children, sports teams, scouts, etc., they don't tip well.
Yeah.
Church people on Sunday apparently do not tip well.
Oh, man.
Anyone claiming they will take care of you doesn't tip well. Teenagers, they either tip really well or not at all. And finally, according to restaurant servers who rely on tips, the worst tippers are people that ask for ketchup with their steak.
Wow. That's pretty weird.
Yeah. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Weird excuses for being late.
Yeah, being late.
Yeah, these are excuses people have made for being late, according to Career Builder. One was, my dog ate my work schedule.
Aren't those always online, though?
Yeah, I think they are supposed to be online. Other weird excuses for being late. I was here, but I fell asleep in the parking lot.
Yeah.
My fake eyelashes were stuck together.
Yeah, that's one. If the guy's using that, they get nervous. Yeah.
Another weird excuse for being late. I forgot I did not work at my former employee's location and drove there by accident. The worker had been on his new job for 5 years.
Yeah, nice excuse. Mm-hmm.
Other excuses for being late?
Yeah.
My coffee was too hot and I couldn't leave until it cooled off.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Another excuse for being late? An astrologer warned me of a car accident on a major highway, so I took all the back roads. That made me an hour late.
Yeah.
And the final weird excuse for being late is I had morning sickness. This was from a man. Cheapskate. Are you a cheapskate?
No.
We'll find out about that in just a minute. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Mickey Gordon from iNet Radio. This from the Philadelphia Inquirer.
Yeah.
They asked readers to share how they save money. We'll see, here's the worst cheapskate. Here's what readers had to say. A guy who conserves ice by cooling drink cans in the toilet tank.
Yeah. Super cheapskate.
Yeah, that's a cheapskate. That's even worse is when they... He doesn't take them out when he uses a toilet.
Yeah, it flushes beyond him.
Right. That's a ditty. Other cheapskate moves, a committed composter, you know, one who likes to put the food out in the lawn and bury it with the stuff they don't use, a committed composter who experimented with everything, including toilet paper tubes and dryer lint.
He was composting that as well.
Yeah. Other signs of being a cheapskate, according to the Philadelphia Inquirer, a woman shared the story of a man who invited her to a free concert in a parking lot. He asked her to drive. Then when she inquired about dinner, he said he had a late lunch.
Yeah.
Sign that he's a cheapskate. Another sign of a cheapskate was, according to the Philadelphia Inquirer, somebody told the story of a guy who refuses, or rather reuses, dental floss.
Yeah.
He rinses it each day and gets about 14 days out of it.
So.
And finally, the wackiest sign of a cheapskate in the Philadelphia Inquirer was the family that plugs the shower drain, lets the shower fill up, and then uses the shower water to flush the toilet.
And that's crazy.
Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Do some trivia here in just a couple. Listen every day to the Mickey Gordon program.
Come on, man.
You're gonna love it. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. All right, time for some trivia.
All right.
Got a couple of trivia questions here for you. The Maldives has the highest rate of these in the world.
Skin cancer?
Nope.
I don't know.
All right, we'll just tell you. The Maldives has the highest rate of these in the world. What are divorces?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
People are not picking their relationships so well over there.
Also, there were 449 of these released in 2022. What are we talking about?
Is that Netflix TV shows?
Pretty close.
Yeah.
Well, how about movies in the movie theater? Well, that would be correct.
Yeah.
So there were 449 movies released in 2022 to the movie theaters. A decade ago, the number was 650.
Yeah, most things are going to streaming and stuff like that now. That's true.
And the average person uses approximately 57 of what each day?
I don't know.
I'm going to go with toilet paper.
Yeah, that's the one. I go toilet paper.
Yeah, the average person uses approximately 57 of these a day. You are correct. The answer is sheets of toilet paper.
Come on, man.
That's going to do it for us today. Not quite famous Mickey Gordon program for Minded Radio. Thank you for listening. We always appreciate it. Here's the studio announcer, Ronald Emerson. Thank you so much. That's the Mickey Gordon program with Mickey Gordon. Magic Mark Chickasaw Rickshaw. The Professor Fatso Puny. President Bill Clinton. And a boy named Sue running the equipment. And you all know who I am. I'm Ronald Emerson. The Mickey Gordon Program. Copyright 2023. Internetwork. iNet Radio.